from Dr. Ronnie Kilda's book, Bright Light on Black Shadows, 2015. Recruits show their rank by greeting one another with hand signals. One finger placed on the temple indicates a soldier. Two fingers, three, four, etc., show your status. They use military ranks, and the highest levels greet one another with Freemasonic hand signals. Female soldiers are much used. Recruitment is often very easy. Money buys most of them. Otherwise, blackmail is used. They find out everything about a person who is a target, including everything about their childhood, school years, friends, and neighbors. Then they start spreading nasty rumors and lies, trying to make the person look ugly and paranoid. Fear recruits many. They use threats against the target's children, parents, and other family members. Some are recruited using the national security ruse. These recruits are the most unfortunate when they gradually find out the truth that they must sabotage innocent people under the shield of national security. More crimes against humanity are committed under this national security shield than people could possibly know, possibly more than the mafia has ever done. But very few dare to speak out. They are efficiently silenced by the organization. Often they are killed through accidents, suicides, poisonings, etc. Deception is the name of the game. All the poor recruits are being deceived. When they agree to work for the organization, they unknowingly give up their freedom and become targets for mind control and human experimentation with electromagnetic fields, gases, and chemicals. Their health will gradually deteriorate, and they won't know why. Loyalty to the organization is everything. They can never get out and leave it alive. They have to have a criminal mindset from the beginning. Honest people cannot live their life by terrorizing innocent people for national security or whatever lie was fed to them in the beginning to get them hooked. Recruits and soldiers have no idea why they have to sabotage their former friends and neighbors who have become targets. They must blindly obey. And they don't know that 10 or even 20 other recruits are terrorizing the same targeted person constantly in different ways. Thus, they feel no guilt. They do not know that they are in fact involved in psychological warfare, in breaking down a person for possible suicide, or even driving the person to murder. They just do their own little part and don't know anything about the whole picture. Still, they are part of a potential murder group. They terrorize the targeted person's telephone and fax machine, call at all hours of the night, and hang up the phone when it is answered. They steal the target's mail. Recruits in post offices can steal, open, and destroy both incoming and outgoing mail. Recruited neighbors who were friendly before become nasty and help isolate the targeted person. They sabotage and terrorize, break all electrical appliances, cars, grass clippers, mopeds, etc. They steal electricity, and their own telephone bills get billed to the targeted person's phone. So these crimes pay for them from the very beginning of the process. And when they have thus shown loyalty to the organization, they don't realize that they have become criminals who, when they are no longer needed, can easily be disposed of in their weekly meetings in their safe houses. So they can be condemned and eliminated whenever the organization wishes. Their group of three, with a fourth leader, meets every week in a different house to strengthen their brotherhood and sisterhood for their criminality and loyalty to the organization. They train young girls for surveillance and sabotage. They even train children of the recruits for noise campaigns against their neighbor who is a target. Children are taught to play, laugh, and make unusually loud noises to harass the targeted person. They are taught to jump on the floors, following from room to room the targeted person who lives downstairs. They are taught to say nasty things to the target, and being only 3 to 4 years old, they don't, of course, understand how insulting their words, taught by recruited parents, can be.